The APSA Cape Epic, Africa's untamed mountain biking race, kicked off yesterday, or rather the day before yesterday, at the Lowrensford Wine Estate, marking 20 years of this iconic race. And to celebrate that milestone, APSA has committed to 20 all-women teams, which means 20 of the 60 teams are all female. It's all part of Team APSA, hashtag SheUntamed 20 for 20. Now, our colleague Liesel van der Vesthuizen is currently on the ground to witness all the action at the Epic. Let's check in with her and find out what's been happening since we last spoke yesterday. Liesel, I hope that things are a little bit cooler today than the 36 degrees you had in Tilbach yesterday. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pippa. I have to say it dropped by 1 degree, 35, but it felt like 40 out there. I got a chance to ride half of the distance with the APSA Cape Epic Day Trippers, which is 40 women that are riding together. Just, we call it the APSA Cape Epic Light, okay, as a tester and a taster. So our riders, our real riders, and the ones that are out there on the route, 97 kilometers, 2,200 meters of climbing. It is a grueling day out there. It's been two grueling days in this heat. Yeah. And I was lucky enough to be back in time just as the ladies crossed that finish line. And it was the Ghost Factory Racing team that dominated again. Nicole Kohler and Anne Terpstra still making it in the lead spots.
They were the winners of yesterday's category as well, so that's fantastic.
And prologue.
And so the prologue, three in a row. Wow.
But we did see Candice Lill and her partner race in by 7 seconds just behind them. So they've just made it. And then Sarah Hill and Haley wearing that APSA African jersey. That is awarded to the All South African team. So they've got that jersey once more. I think it's 2 days or 3 days that they're carrying that jersey now. And then from Tilbach tomorrow, the race goes through to Wellington, and it's 94 kilometers, 2,100 meters of climbing. So that's basically twice Table Mountain's ascent.
And, you know, Liesel, to hear you say a difference of 7 seconds between teams one and two, and I know it was a matter of seconds for the men as well, on a race of this distance and on a race like today, a stage with so much really brutal single track and very, very challenging wagon trails, that it comes down to such a small increment of difference just never ceases to astonish me. It does, though, speak to the importance of your teammate and your team effort to get across the line in this race. For listeners who are not that familiar with it, do you maybe want to tell us a little bit more about how that partnership works between the riders at the Epic?
And I was quite surprised, because this is something that I'd been asking, and a couple of years back, teamwork, you got into the event and you had to start and end with your team, with your teammates. And how it works is, and I asked Marius Hurtu, who is one of our riders that is taking part, and we know him as a provincial rugby player and has started 14 times at the APSA Cape Epic. Sure. And he said to me, Liesel, you don't understand how important that partnership is. You've got 2 minutes leeway. So if your partner gets into the water point and you are 5 minutes behind them, they're not with you, you get penalized by an hour. And that's an hour added onto your time. So now you're brutally having a long day out there and you just make the cutoff, but they add an extra hour onto your time. I didn't realize that's how hectic the time penalty was. Sure. I thought it was a 10-minute time penalty. And he said you actually get three of those penalties and then you get disqualified. So you've got three. I said, three penalties in a day. And he said, no, Liesel, three penalties over the 8 days. So if your partner doesn't wait for you before the water point to make sure, and you've got to be within two minutes of each other with the time checks, so there's special time checks along the way. And if you are delayed by, even if it's 30 seconds over 2 minutes, you've got that penalty on you.
Sure.
So riding with your partner is important. Communication is important. And you've got to understand what's going on in your partner. You've got to communicate saying, I'm having a weak day. You're going to have to be the stronger rider today. I'm not good on the technicals. You're good on the climbs. And you see where that relationship and that partnership and strength is built. And one day you're good, one day your partner's good. And we'll see it with the elites. The elites have that same communication. I watched Sarah Hill on the climbs with her partner, Haley, yesterday. And she was communicating the whole time. She said, Haley, stay on my wheel. Haley, we're going to climb now. Haley, we're going to attack now. And it's a constant communication that makes that teamwork.
Incredible to hear that. Thank you for that level of detail, Liesel. I don't think too many people who've not had the experience of being part of this race understand that particular nuance, that it is a team event, that your partnership is not only about what mentally carries you through the day, but that physically staying within sort of spitting distance of each other is part of the challenge of conquering this race. So thank you for explaining it to us. Now, you mentioned that they move on to Wellington tomorrow, 94 kilometres. I know still hot conditions predicted. I mean, there isn't an easy day on the Cape Epic, is there, Liesl? I was going to say one hopes for an easier day for them, but that doesn't exist, does it?
No, and then stage four, which is around Wellington, is 3,000 meters of climbing. That's the equivalent of the Drakensberg. I put it in perspective. That is going to be the queen stage, and that is going to be the most demanding. So you think the last 2 days have been demanding. On that queen stage, in that heat, 3,000 meters of climbing on stage four. But as I say in the APSA Cape Epic, you worry about today, stage two is done. Tomorrow you get up and you worry about stage three. You don't even think about stage four, stage five, or stage six, where rain is predicted, very light rain through the evening for that final stage at the end. You don't even focus on that. You are just focusing on what's happening today. Make sure you get your meal, your nutrition, and get everything right, and your bike is ready for tomorrow to be on that start line.
And you will keep us abreast of what happens after the start line. Liesl van der Westhuizen, thank you so much for the insight there into today's stage two. So they're back at Sarensberg tonight, and then tomorrow the bigs move on towards Wellington, 94 kilometres with 2,100 metres of ascent to tackle. We'll touch base with Liesl just after 1:30 tomorrow to update us on the next stage. So I'll be checking in with her then for all the live action from the event. And do remember, you can visit cape-epic.com for more info. The APSA Cape Epic, brave the untamed.